So Nancy, start us off with the book that started it all for New Orleans Poetry Collections.
Well, luckily for us, Henry Louis Gates, many decades ago, discovered Les Sonnelles, the first anthology of African-American poetry in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 17 different writers, led by Armand Lanus, who was a Catholic school teacher and principal and poet. And they had all contributed to an anthology that was published by a white poet, but they were proud Creoles. And Lanus wanted to publish his own collection of his own friends and writers. He wrote most of the poems in the collection, but perhaps the one that went on to most fame and glory is Victor Sejour,
yes,
who arguably wrote the first short story by an African-American, La Mulâtre, or The Mulatto, a story about the horrors of slavery and the Haitian Revolution. And his father was Haitian and moved to New Orleans after the Haitian Revolution. He went on to Paris and became quite a playwright. But Les Sonnelles is an example of poetry about Creoles for Creoles.
Right.
Dedicated to the fair sex of Louisiana. And Les Sonnelles is often translated as the Holly Berries, but I found that the translation Mayhaws is better, since that's a longstanding tradition in Louisiana for young men to have gathered Mayhaws, take them to their lovers, their girlfriends, their fiancés, mostly to give to their mothers. And then they could also taste the Mayhaw jelly after that was cooked. But the poems are French style. Many of the young men were schooled in France. Many of them were of mixed race. They were Catholic, proud, very literate and educated. And it's a beautiful collection that was translated at Centenary. And so we have it in both languages, and in English and in French.
Now, I often find that anthologies are really a good way to get a sense of place. And one of my favorites is From a Bend in the River, 100 New Orleans Poets, edited by Kalamu Yassalam.
He also recorded some of those poems back in, it was had to be 21, 22 years ago by now. He brought together poets throughout the city. I know that Tom Dent and
yes.
I know Bill Lavender, many of the poets writing at the time, and Kalamu. It's two decades old, but it reads like a who's who in poetry today in New Orleans.
I know. See, if we had a longer tricentennial reading list, we could list all 100 of them.
We could.
And then another great anthology or series of anthologies, The Maple Leaf Rag, associated with the Maple Leaf Bar, of course.
The Maple Leaf Bar, thanks to Nancy Harris. And, of course, Everett.
Yes.
Everett Maddox. Poems from that era are still, and poems from even the Maple Leaf Rag, many collections, are always being republished in different editions. That is so far from the early poetry we were talking about. You know, it's fun.
It's loose.
It's sacrilegious at times. It's trying to be shocking at times.
Being New Orleanians, we like a little drink with our poetry,
we sure do,
on Sunday afternoon. Because that is the longest running poetry reading series in the South.
It is.
Well, thanks, Nancy. This has been a blast.
It has been fun. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
For the ever-growing Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out WWNO.org. The Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List is sponsored by the Hellas Foundation, the John Burton Harter Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities.